Now, Tina Koumarianis joins us. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. Before you start, I'm interested in that census on Sunday night. We have six new estates being built in Rathdrum at the moment.
Right.
And, of course, there's nobody living in most of them yet. So it's going to be a bit of a falsehood, for what we need to go into the town with so many new houses, but just nobody to fill in the form. It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know how often that census is done. 4 years, is it?
No, it's five and maybe six. It used to be five, and I think it's going to six, or it has been six. But the thing is, I mean, there's strange things like that, because if you have somebody away that night, say they're on holidays or something, they don't get counted.
Yes, that's right.
You know, so there are little things, but I think they've built in that sort of anomaly with it as well. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, don't fret over the houses in Rathdrum.
Well, I'll try not to. It's difficult. You know me, Declan.
Now, well, you're very welcome and thank you for coming in. It's our Rathdrum Agony Aunt, Tina. And let's go off with our first question here that come into you that you've sent me. And it's unrequited love, huh?
Yes.
I've been crazy about a guy for several years and he asked me out from time to time and of course we end up sleeping together, which is wonderful. Each time we go out, I think and hope that this is it. But inevitably, I don't hear from him for several months and my heart is broken again. When I ask him about it, he says that of course he has feelings for me. And anyway, we're great friends. Do you think I'm wasting my time?
Oh, it's very sad, Declan, isn't it? I don't think you're... Sadly, I know you're wasting your time. If he wanted you, wild horses wouldn't keep him away. Am I right, Declan?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it just seems to be a convenient arrangement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be great for her if she was merely looking for a friend with benefits. But you're in love with this guy, and it looks like you are just one on a number on his to-do, in inverted commas, list. sorry for being so blunt. But anyway, let's call a spade a spade. It's amazing what we'll tell ourselves. If we really, really want someone, we'll make excuses and we'll lie to ourselves when deep down inside we know we're being used. But, we live in hope. We live in hope. And it's a horrible situation for you to be in, year out. And in the meantime, you see, you may be missing out on someone who may actually love you. You're so busy thinking about this guy, you're probably letting really nice people pass you by.
Yeah.
I've known girls who've done that for years and years, and they're left on their own. And there's been other fellows who've said, I really liked her back in the day, but no, too busy looking, hoping against hope for something that couldn't be. So don't waste your precious time. And remember, you are your own boss, and only you can give permission for you to be treated like dirt. So get some self-esteem and clean up your act before it's too late. You're only getting heartbreak out of whatever this is. And if it helps your recovery, just think of the various ladies who are filling your place when he's not available. That always helps.
That certainly would help.
Yes.
I mean, this person, I mean, to write to you is probably just hoping against hope you'd say something different, but they probably deep down know.
I think so.
That you're right about that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the intermittent, I mean, I can imagine the preparation that goes into fulfilling the arrangement when he bothers to ring or whatever.
Oh, the shaving of the legs, the bleach on the moustache, the hair dye, the lot. Oh,
say
don't go
no
there,
more.
Don't go there.
No. All right, another one here. Dear Tina, I have a good friend who recently introduced me to her best friend. We hit it off famously and spent the whole evening laughing and cracking jokes, much to the annoyance of our mutual friend. We're now planning to meet up behind her back, primarily so as not to upset her any further. Do you think this is in order, or is it going to cause even further hassle?
What do you think, Declan? Give me a break.
Defo. I mean, come on, you know. She's changed over, you know, she's robbed somebody and... I don't know. It's going to end in tears, that's it.
Absolutely. I think you're both very kind and considerate, but you already know the answer to this. It's time for the three of you to grow up and leave the school playground behind. This girl is not your friend's husband or lover. She's a free agent capable of having many friends. So are you, and so is your best friend. I know the bond between best friends is great, but like marriage, it can easily sour if too much pressure's put on a relationship. You know, if you feel confined and constricted, you get fed up very quickly. So arrange for the three of you to go out together again, or actually better still, a group of you to dilute the tension. And it may end up that she tires of you both, but at least she can't accuse you of having gone behind her back. You know, and that's the main thing. Don't be nasty. She was your best friend. And, you know, she's probably... the thing is, when people say, oh, you're my best friend, that's lovely. But Jesus, you can actually have a few best friends. I know I do.
Of course you can.
And you can't. You can't pick one over the other, because each one brings something different to the friendship. One I'd go out with for pure devilment. Another I'd tell my life story to. And the third, you know, she's just a constant, but I don't know that I'd tell her everything. You know, that sort of thing. Different friends for different things, but they're all best friends, you know.
I know, but even the, you know, the sneaky behind the back thing, that's just not good.
Yeah, and trying to dress it up as, you know, we're doing it for her good. No, you're not. Don't you dare do that.
Yeah. And if you do get on, well, you get on. I mean, you can't help that. But I think it's good that she's considering that there's a potential here for disharmony, we'll say.
Yes.
So she's recognizing that, so maybe she can, you know, ride the two horses at the same time in a way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's good to have a lot of friends. Don't ever put all your eggs in one basket, because, you know, if ever something happens, you're left high and dry. And the same goes for men.
Okay. And our final question today, I don't know, is this for real? Hi, Tina. I wonder if you can help me. The racing season is upon us. Of course, Punchestown is on the way. And I'm wondering what size hat is in fashion at the moment, please. So now, Mr. Tracy, answer that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say, is it for real? Yes, it is. I worked in the fashion business for nearly 20 years. So yes, it is for real. These people take these things dreadfully seriously. So, okay, sorry, I'm going to have to be blunt here. The answer is, what size hat? The one that suits your figure and face. It's it's no good being swamped under a spaceship if you have the stature of a hobbit. Equally, a lily pad on the head of a hippo would not look attractive either. So be careful of the overall look. Don't just look at the hat and say, oh yeah, I really like that, and your face. You've got to take the overall look into consideration. And also take part of your outfit with you to match the colours. And if possible, here we go, a good friend with taste who will be very honest with you and not jealous enough to give you bad advice. Trust me, it happens. I've had it in the past, you know. You ask and they say, oh yeah, that's lovely on you. And you know damn well it looks hideous. But anyway, I sort of thought, well, maybe she's just got different taste, but it really was hideous. If you don't like what she chooses, do not buy it. You must feel $1 million, or at the very least, happy with your purchase. I would go to the likes of TK Maxx, stores like that, that have a big selection. In the past, they had a great selection. I don't know whether they still do, but they had sensible prices too. Look around millinery departments and other large stores, and at leisure, try on various styles and sizes before you fall in love, read the price tag. And if it's ridiculous, think, how many times will I actually wear this, and is it worth the money? Because, I mean, buying, especially if it's something really spectacular, that hat is going to be remembered. So you're not going to get it out on every high day and holiday. So keep that in mind as well.
Okay. I remember reading it was years ago, and I was thinking, was it Christina Aguilera who went to one of these sort of Grammy Awards shows or something like that? And, you know, the way they do what's somebody wearing and who you're wearing and all that sort of stuff. And it was something like the Oxfam shop $15.
Yeah, well, you know? Do you know what? There are great... I mean, I've got about 10 hats at home that I was just thinking, I need to get rid of all these things. But yes, Oxfam shops, any of the charity shops, especially at this time of the year, they have a lot of really good hats. And there are people, go to a really nice area where the people have money, because that way those ladies don't want to wear the same thing twice. So you go along
and you
pick up something.
It up.
Oh, for half
okay.
nothing. Yes, yes.
AskTinaKay@gmail.com and Ask Tina Kay, you can check out her YouTube channel too. Good to talk to you as always, Tina. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks to